Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
Yeah.
You know, we're just here to help on the show.
That's all we do.
Whether it's giving information about quarterbacks who might be available for the Browns, or whether it's about just maybe anything else you have on your mind.
When you need answers from a couple of life experts,
do you have any advice to try to squeeze out those extra 96,000 miles on
change
that,
that oil?
It's time for Askin' Baskin.
Instaface, snap face, whatever.
And Phelps helps.
You need to listen to me because I can help you here. That time again.
I'm dreading this today. I don't know why, but I'm kind of dreading it a little.
Okay.
Well, you mean like Dan and I have dreaded the whole show?
Why do you got to be
First,
that guy?
Don't lump me in on that.
Yeah, don't lump him in. You're out. Welcome back to Baskin and Menigan. Menigan and Baskin. I'll even give you Menigan and Baskin. That's great.
Nah, alphabetical. Listen, always go alphabetical.
Listen, and you can get Reese's Cups.
Oh, I'm all in. I'm listening.
All right. Too much salt in there.
They're Reese's. You're eating them for comfort.
Okay. All right. We can yell about this later. All right. So due to the holidays and the hustle and bustle that this time of year seems to bring, we really only have one question, and then the rest of it is going to be...
It's going to be a quick segment, though.
Well, it's going to be a bunch of stuff that I've had in my back pocket that I want to throw at the two of you and just see how you react to it.
All
so
right.
Think of it as oops, all crunch berries. That's how we're going to go about this.
Oh, how about like the Kelsey mix? Have you had that, by the way?
No, I don't want diabetes. But thank
Write that down, 1243.
What?
That's the second reference of Kelsey's.
I didn't
show
say
today.
The first one. I didn't do the first one. I'm just telling you. By the way, the Kelsey mix is outstanding. It is outstanding. At first, I looked at it. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this.
All right.
And then I did. I think I ate like five boxes of
it. Are you on like retainer from them?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But I do like the fact
that
Ed joins us every once in a while.
Not a bad idea.
So don't be dissing the Kelsey's. Let's go.
Love it.
All right, so we'll just start right here, and then we'll work our way into the Oops All Crunch Berries portion of the program.
Okay. Helps.
All right, we've got one question from Ron, who sends us a message at CLE Talking Heads. If you want to be a part of Askin' Baskin, Phelps Helps, use the Odyssey app. There's a voice message thing. Hit that bad boy and throw anything you want in there, any question that you got about life and the world around it. Avoid politics if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing
that. Even sports, if it's sports, great. If it's absolute nonsense, life advice, everything in between, the gentlemen are good for it. Like this question for Jeff. What's the coolest piece of sports memorabilia that you own?
Wow, that's a good one. I don't really collect sports memorabilia. I don't have very much. And I couldn't even tell you the coolest piece. I'll say this.
I know mine.
I did a cool thing at our alma mater, Kent State, and they presented me with a chair from the basketball team. You know how the team has these chairs where, you know, it has the team logo on it and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I have a Kent State Golden Flash chair downstairs
cool.
in my basement, along with a framed jersey that they gave me. So I like those. Those are nice.
I know it wasn't asked of me, but
Askin' Baskin.
All right, same one. On my way out the door after the Cavaliers won the championship in San Francisco, I can't believe I'm a garbage picker, but I was a garbage picker.
Oh, we can believe.
They had the bottles of champagne that were empty, and they had a really cool logo on the outside of it. It was a Cavaliers Ohio champagne bottle. I grabbed the empty bottle. I grabbed it. It was in the garbage, so like normally I would never do that. But I was like, it's in the garbage and it's outside the locker room at this point. So I'm like, I'm taking it.
Another example of there's way too much money in pro sports.
Probably.
Because, as you said, specially made up label.
Oh, it's really cool.
What if they had lost?
They drink it somewhere else.
What do you do with all those?
You know where I messed up?
Masking tape.
I should have pregame looked in the ceiling for the cash
for the
that
money.
Was up there.
Yeah, the Ty Lue left up there.
The more you know. The more you know.
Way to mess up.
All right, into the nonsense portion of the program.
Okay. Baskin Baskin.
We will start with one of our favorite segments that we have not done in a minute, which is Would You Eat It?
Oh, good.
All right. We love Would You Eat It. We are a big fan of it. So this time of year, we've got a lot of teams that are going to be hosting games for the first time. And so we have a lot of different foods that are out there to be tried. We will start in Kansas City.
Okay.
Where they have the Touchdown Toast.
Okay.
It is $25 American, so keep that in the back of your mind, too.
So far, no.
It is a loaf of bread soaked in eggs, custard, milk, and heavy cream. It is then fried up and served with vanilla ice cream, berry sauce, strawberries, and powdered sugar.
Sounds so like French toast.
So it's essentially French toast with a whole lot of great stuff on top of it, around it, and in it. Andy, would you eat it?
There Baskin is Baskin.
No question about it. I would eat that. In fact, my wife makes a French toast casserole, which is very close to what you're speaking of right there. Although this has some fruit in it. Is that what you're saying? That is correct.
So you can claim it's healthy.
I'm in. Totally in. You know I would eat that in a second.
Phelps helps.
Would you eat it?
I'd give it a chance.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like something that's doable. It doesn't sound outrageous.
To some people, it might sound too sweet.
Didn't hear any spiders in there or anything.
No, it's all good. Yeah.
Chocolate-covered crickets.
Yeah.
They're better than you think.
Phelps helps. I don't want to know.
All right, on the other side of it, the Eagles at the Link will have this for sale. It's called the Pretzel John. It's $20. It is a jumbo Eagles pretzel served with porter cheese sauce, green mustard sauce, and bourbon vanilla brown sugar butter. Jeff, and if you see the picture of this thing, we can send it out in a tweet.
Can I see
if
the picture?
So sure. It looks like the Eagles logo.
Oh, that's,
cool. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Looking. Jeff?
Phelps helps.
Would you eat it?
Give it a try. That one doesn't sound as appealing to me. Doesn't sound quite as appealing. I think pretzels are slightly overrated.
How? Like you're talking warm pretzel, right? Or are you talking like a standard pretzel?
Regular pretzels. How? Slightly overrated.
Oh, this isn't a regular pretzel.
Yeah, I know, but they're going nuts with it.
This is a big soft pretzel.
Oh, you can't beat a big soft pretzel.
It's just a hunk of dough.
A finely made hunk of dough.
Well, sure. Man. I didn't say they weren't good, but you know, I don't really like the soft pretzels. And
what?
And I don't.
Are you kidding?
Well, I don't care for them very much.
Oh,
to me, it's just a big hunk of dough. God knows I get enough carbs.
If you're going to eat the big pretzel anyway, just eat it.
And
that's
then
what
the
I
small
say.
Pretzels, along with making us thirsty.
The one that... I don't even... It's my turn yet. I got to wait for the image.
Baskin Baskin.
Oh, are you asking
me? You're actually following rules.
I know.
What did you do with Andy Baskin?
Well, the segment has our name on it, so I can't screw this one up too bad. Pretzels are awesome. I love pretzels. You know when I get disappointed? When you sit down and they have an hors d'oeuvre and they're like, oh, would you like a pretzel? Especially if you're at like a bar. And like, yeah. And then they bring you out like two pretzel sticks.
No.
And I'm like, whoa, come on now, man. That's so weird. That bothers me. Especially when they bring you like multiple dips for the pretzel. And they only give you like one or two. Come on, man. Like you said, it's a piece of bread.
Come on, man.
That's an aggravator. I would eat that, by the way. I would eat that. Yeah.
100% yes. All right. A lot of now to continue the would you eat that portion of the program, somewhat, maybe a little adjacent to it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, enough people in North Korea are eating something near and dear to all of our hearts that they are now making it illegal. In which I mean that the North Koreans, and I'm taking this from the New York Post, so it's legit. The North Koreans have reportedly banned eating hot dogs as a part of a crackdown on Western culture infiltrating the kingdom. That's right. There will be no more hot dogs in North Korea. That'll show them. That'll learn them.
Cross that off Joey Chestnut's travel itinerary.
That's it. So will they have black market hot dogs there?
That would be my guess, is that they're going to have to go across the border and have people bringing hot dogs over.
There's a lot to be said for a good hot dog.
Yeah, but
really is.
Mr. Sodium over there doesn't. There's the good hot dogs.
I'm just looking out for you.
You're
man.
Ripping out.
You're my buddy.
Me
you're my
for
pal.
Sodium, and now
you're my
all of a sudden
pal.
You're going
to
sit here.
I'm trying to help you.
Really excited for North Korean Smokey and the Bandit when they go get hot dogs.
Oh, that's not a bad movie.
Good hot dog is tough to beat.
Trying to think of the best hot dog.
They're all good.
I don't know. I like the 8-to-1s rather than the 4-to-1s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just because the 4-to-1s are so big. That's too much for me. I can do
I love Coney dogs. Chili dogs. Oh, man.
It's just, they make these Chicago ones. I'm just straight plug. Miles Market has them. They're phenomenal. Sorry.
The two best hot dogs.
8-to-1s. Get the eight, just order the 8-to-1s. They're awesome, especially during the summer when you throw them on the grill. Oh.
What do you put on a hot dog normally?
Me personally, you know, ketchup.
Oh, ketchup.
I like ketchup on a hot dog, but I do like mustard too. Most of the time, I'll just either do just one or the other. I can't do both at the same time.
No.
Not
ketchup
there.
Or mustard and sweet relish for me.
No. You know what else I do like? I do enjoy a good cheese dog. Those are good.
Like the Wiener Wink?
The Wiener Wink. And then
I haven't had one of those in forever.
You know my favorite, man. And my mom made them for me when I was a kid.
Reese's hot dogs?
No, that would be disgusting. No, I would go, although the sodium content would only get bigger. So
I'd try it.
Crescent rolls, the mini hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Pigs in a blanket kind of, but I love those. Like,
if you take those little hot dogs and you put them in like a crock pot and you put them in that, you know, like brown sugary sauce.
No.
You ever have those?
Man,
those are good.
Mm-mm.
Those are good.
Mini hot dogs in the crescent rolls. It's the only way to go. I love those.
You can eat about what, 17?
Unfortunately, yes. I could at one point.
I'm sure I could too.
Eat nearly as much as what I used to.
Good chili dog though. Also tough to beat.
It's a good way to live life. All right, gents, the last thing that I've got for you, and I got to refine the music because, of course, it went out.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here, man? This is weak.
What the hell do you want?
I want you, let's go. Give us one more,
we're doing,
man.
We're the best we can with
Andy's,
what we have.
Well, he never
back.
Answered his hot dog question.
Andy's
that's
back. Yes, I. Oh, yeah, you never actually
you
asked
never
a
answered,
question
you
about
asked,
it.
Yeah, you didn't.
What, with the two best hot dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, the hot dog at the turn at the golf course going from 9 over to 10.
Isn't that?
The second one is a hot dog at a ball game.
Why is that?
Golf course hot dogs are the best.
Yeah, they are. Mm. Even if they've been on the roller all week. The ones I don't like are the ones that are artificially colored on the outside. They used to be 3 for $1, but it was my first Christmas in
When you go
Montana.
Into the gas station and you see the rotating hot dog and part of it's green or blue, stay away.
Or the pizza that's been sitting there for about a week. Yeah.
You ever eat that stuff out of a gas station?
I did when I was in Montana.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, where are we going? There they are. The band's
back.
Right,
hey, segment's back.
All right. So then the last thing that I've got for you, gentlemen, on Ask It Baskin and Phelps Helps is what is taking place in Portland, Oregon, which is that somebody has been going around and putting googly eyes on all of the statues around the Oregon city of Bend. Basically, they're taking, like, you know, those big old, like the pet rock eyes,
the googly eyes
that were going on. They're putting that on a whole
like
bunch of different.
A sticky thing putting them on them? That's
and
funny.
And the cops are having to take that down. So, gentlemen.
That's funny.
Are we pro putting googly eyes on things, or do we think it's dumb? Jeff,
this is outstanding. Are you kidding? All the statues looking like that, that's fun.
It's everything.
As long as they're not destroying the statue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think there is no harm in this whatsoever. Andy?
Askin Baskin.
I don't think there's any harm in this, but you do realize there's the kind of a local story that went along with this here that we had. Somebody
put googly eyes on the free stamp?
No, somebody was putting Chief Wahoo stickers all over Aurora.
Ooh. Oh, I remember.
That was back in, I just found it, November. Back in November, somebody was doing that.
Somebody had a stash, huh?
Yeah. I may have known a guy, rest his soul, that used to put his stickers for his business on men's urinals all over Northeast Ohio.
All right,
it was one of my dad's good friends.
Like right in the line of vision?
Yeah.
Like an eye level?
No, there's a perfect, you know, where there's a handle you pull while you're standing there? If you kind of look perpendicular to that, there's a little circle that goes on there, and he would put his little, it was a dog. I'll just leave it at that because people
Good
know what
him.
I'm talking about. But and the family is a fantastic family, and I used to laugh. Every time I would see it, I'd send him a text or shoot him off a picture.
That's outstanding. And that's Askin Baskin and Phelps Helps. If you would like to be a part of this moving forward,
please do.
All you have to do is go to the Odyssey app, leave us a little message. We'll put you on the air. Won't that be fun?
It's easy. Look
yeah.
at that.
And Simple. Then Dano will run the music, and you're on a tight you're on a tight board on that one.
Yeah, except for when the music runs out. He's great.
That'll happen.
Shut up.
Cavs beat the Thunder. Cavs best record in the NBA. What does that mean moving forward? What does it mean come playoff time? We'll get some thoughts from Matt Moore, senior NBA analyst on the Action Network. Does he think the Cavs are a legit championship contender? Next on Baskin and Phelps.